Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, yo, what's up? Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's so good to be with you today, Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015. We're fired up. We're jacked up. We got it all going on. We're going to talk about one of the number one time vampires in the world. Can you guess? Can you simply guess what it is? I'm going to share with you just a second. Oh, boy. Rate the show, would you? Leave a 5-star rating on iTunes. We'd so love to see your review out there, letting everybody know how awesome the Everyday Saturday message is. Why? Because we want more people downloading the show. We want to change as many lives as possible. And we can only do that with your input and with your reviews of the show. So go to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating for the show. Leave a nice comment. We'll read it on the air on the Everyday Saturday podcast. I will read it. I will acknowledge you by your iTunes screen name and the comment you leave. I really do appreciate that. Thank you in advance for that. Gossip. Let's talk about it. Can we talk about gossip? Are we okay? I'm going to actually gossip on the show, which is really cool that I'm going to gossip about this title. Guys, this is the number one killer of wealth. It's the number one killer of relationships. It's the number one killer of your dream. I love the old Rick Warren quote. If somebody is gossiping to you, you can be damn well rest assured they're gossiping about you. Now, Rick Warren didn't say damn. I did, because that's kind of how I roll. All right. So it's kind of like the Howard Stern version of a purpose-driven life. All right. Let me tell you something, man. This has never become more prevalent in my own life over the past 6 to 8 weeks. Okay. It's just been, it's crazy to watch adults get so caught up majoring in minor things. I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around it. It's so wild. Because here's the things that I've noticed about individuals who major in minor things. They are always tired. They are out of shape. All right. They lack purpose in their life, because if they had any purpose in their life, they would not get caught up in things that don't matter. Their relationships are probably in tatters. Okay. And I'm just noticing these common threads woven throughout individuals who gossip. Because think about it, if you're paying attention so much to what's going on outside of your life, what's happening? It can't be possible that your own life is in good shape. Why? Because you can't shine a magnifying glass over two different things and have one of them get hot. It's just impossible. You know what's hot? Other people's circumstances in your life. Your life is so damn boring. Like, you got nothing going on that you're so concerned what other people are doing, so you find their lives so much more interesting. It's the same thing with reality shows. The people who watch reality shows are fat, out of shape, they don't work out, they don't have anything going on, they're unsuccessful, their business is failing, they're getting to work late, they're leaving early, they're unsuccessful. People who gossip are unsuccessful. How do I know? It's my unscientific poll, because I just know. Think about the logic. It just has to be that way. If you're a reality show freak, which that doesn't mean just sitting with the remote control in your hand and switching it back and forth, let's watch The Housewives of Beverly Hills. No, I think I'd like to watch The Bachelor. Oh, you know what's on tonight? Survivor. Let's see if that one guy got voted off the island in the middle. And in the meantime, our bank account's going all the way down to zero. And did you notice I weigh 270 pounds and I wear the elastic waistband jeans now? You know who doesn't wear the elastic waistband jeans? Successful people. But you know who does? The gossiping kings and queens of the universe. They know everything about everybody else's business while their own business is going down the toilet. All right? I wish I had a toilet sound right now. I just flush. And that's your dream. That's your bank account. That's your business. That's everything going down the toilet while you focus on everybody else's business. And I'm telling you, man, in the past 2 months, this has happened. I'm seeing it in my own life with other people just so caught up in stuff that doesn't matter, that doesn't pertain to them. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? I mean, are you feeling this message? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, and say, yes, hashtag gossip. I'm feeling the message, Sam. Because understand, like Rick Warren said, if you're going to gossip to somebody else, then if you come to me and you're gossiping to me, like, hey,
don't tell anybody this stuff.
I assume that immediately you're telling everybody about me. Okay, I just assume that. And I'm not going to say that to you. I'm just going to be very, very careful about what I say to you in your presence because you're not mature enough and you're not a big enough person to not create a triangle. Do you know what a triangle is? Oh, yeah, Sam. The Bible speaks specifically not to create a triangle, but you're creating it. A triangle is when you are speaking about somebody else and they are not in that room to be able to defend themselves from the information that you're sharing about them to somebody else. Hence the figure triangle. There's three people involved in the conversation. The problem is only two people present. So what you're saying about the other person may or may not be true, and nobody's there to verify it because, we know, there's two sides to every story, and the truth is someplace in the middle. The problem is the middle person you've eliminated from the conversation, and they're not there to defend themselves. So let me give you a piece of advice. Let old Uncle Sammy talk to you for just a second here. If you want to be successful and you want to lend, you cannot lead a significant life if you caught up in all of this crap. You're not a leader. You're a follower. You're not strong. You're weak. You major in minor things, and your life has very little significance outside of your own little circle that you've created. Oh, the little cliques. Yeah, we'll gossip around the little cliques. Yep. We have a Bible study masqueraded as a gossip, right? We have a small group masquerading as a little gossip circle. We got a water cooler at work. We got a lunch table. We've got Skype messages. We've got email. Oh, the BCC, the blind copy. Isn't that the best? Hey, I'm going to talk about something. I'm going to blind copy you on the email I sent. Yeah, what are you sending a blind? Oh, that should not even be a part of an email. I remember in corporate, we would BCC people. Hey, I'm going to send an email to Joni in the down the office here. I'll blind copy. Like, why blind copy? You're not man enough, woman enough to actually put your name, your stamp on that email so they can see who's looking. What a crazy-ass way to go through life. And yet we do it as a society all the time. And you know the same thing, man. The people at work who would blind copy emails, fat, lethargic, tired, out of shape, business sucks, credit cards are maxed out because they're not focused at all on what's going on in their own life. They're firing down the Big Macs and the Whoppers and the extra greasy fries, and they're sitting in their cubicle with the mac and cheese sauce going down their chin from the microwave earlier in the lunchroom. They're slopping it up with their little plastic fork, got the napkin working, guzzling it down with a 32-ounce Mountain Dew. That is the poster child for gossip. Not you. You're the person. You know who you are? You're the individual listening to this show getting the Vitamix blender out with the bag of spinach, couple of mango chunks in there, filled up with a little smidgen of almond milk, and the rest of just pure water. And you fire up that Vitamix for a minute, and you blend that green smoothie, and you pour it in the glass, and you drink it, and you got your gallon of water, and you're off to the gym for an hour, and you're focused on your business and your dream because you want to lend significance not only to your life but to the lives of others, and you realize that gossip is a complete time vampire. You don't even give it any mental recognition. And then after you're done with that smoothie, man, you're off and your day is going and you're firing back your gallon of water. And after your workout, you're making another smoothie at home. And maybe you have a little bit of fish or maybe you have a little organic food, you know, to get yourself rocking and roll. Okay, you can sneak in a burger here or there. Go easy on it, though. because you realize that your body really is your temple, and you realize that the engine that runs your entire day, that you control the 6 inches between your ears as well, you realize you cannot operate at a high level. You cannot soar with eagles when you fly with turkeys, right? You cannot be like the Kohiki crab, as Robert Kiyosaki so described in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, trying to climb out of the coffee can only to be dragged back down by the other crabs in the can. He's trying to escape. Bring him back. He's trying to escape. Bring him back. Don't let anybody bring you back. You know the easiest way to be brought back and drugged down into the slop, into the quicksand of life, is to gossip, is to get caught up leading a life that is so overly concerned with what everybody else. You really don't have that much going on that you got to be concerned with what somebody else is doing. You know how much time I've spent? You know, I pulled the plug on Facebook, right? 9 days ago. Going on my 10th day. Haven't missed it. I can't even tell you. Now, I'm going to go back on Facebook because it's a great source of revenue for me. I'm launching a program right now. Oh, my God. I haven't even brought this up. I got to get this plug in. 6days.net. Go to 6days.net. Jump on. Don't walk. Run to 6days.net. My 6 days of Saturday 2.0 program, early bird offer, ends tomorrow, September 23rd, 2015. You can get in right now at the early bird offer of $97, okay? And we start our live webinars in a couple of weeks. I got a bonus webinar starting Monday. We've got the two-hour audio, the 10 deathbed regrets, man. The 10 largest deathbed regrets, a two-hour audio that I recorded that you get immediate instant access to. How about this? The audio of the month club delivered to your inbox once a month beginning in November of this year, 2015. The audio of the month club, free 12-month subscription. What? How's the audio of the month club different from your podcast, Sam? Because your podcasts are free, and I really like to listen. These are 10 to 12 minutes. Audio of the Month Club is a deep dive into a personal development business marketing topic 1 hour in length every month. Guys, don't miss this early bird offer. Go to 6days.net, 6days.net. Jump on the early bird offer. Do not jump into the can with all the other crabs and get caught in all of this gossip and talking about things that don't matter. You know what matters right now? You, your health, your business, your relationships, everything like that. Ain't nothing else outside of that going to lend significance to your life. You want to be out of shape? You want to be lethargic? You want to cut your life expectancy down? You want to cut your bank account down? You want to find a great way to lose great friends, get caught up in things that don't matter and gossiping? Guys, don't do it. Don't create the triangle. Create abundance, create wealth, create amazing relationships, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.